קוף למנחס, סיף אדף. הכל יראה בתוירה, לא ישעיה בפרשת פוחס בשלוש הפסוקים. זה שיועצים עוז מבית הכנסת, שיועמרו, שאוי לאחר לא יקרה אלה שני פסוקים הנשארים. תקונה, when we read the Torah, and we know the Torah is split up into parshiyos, not the parshiyos of Bereishis, Noach, Lech Lecha, but there's a parsha, Stuma, Psucha. In other words, you have a lot of words written, and you have a gap, and then you have a whole bunch of other words written, and paragraphs, because so, you're now out of this your aliyah in a fashion that there's only two psukim left at the end of the parsha, because people may leave early, and they say, oh, they left only two psukim to the end of the parsha, and some of the next guys are going to get an aliyah of two psukim. They're going to learn halacha, which is not true. You're not allowed to give aliyah less than three psukim. That's the takon. So, you have to be careful that if you make an extra aliyah, it should be done in a fashion that you do not finish within two psukim of the end of the parsha. Now, what happens if he did? The guy made a mistake, and he left only two psukim. What does the next aliyah get? So it says like that, if you could just keep on reading, you should just hear from where he left off, even though now the person is starting from within two psukim at the end of the parsha. But the answer, once it was done, we don't require to go back and read what you read before. Consider kosher aliyah b'diyeved, but not lachas. But what happens if you got to the end of the parsha? There's only two psukim left to the end of the parsha. So now you can't read three new psukim because you're going to read the third pasuk from a different parsha. In that case, in the chanami, you go back one, and you read it together, two psukim. In other words, we try to avoid reading the same pasuk twice, but if you have no eitza to make the three psukim, then in the chanami, you read the second twice. That's one type of situation. Another similar situation is, chelo yasu b'pasuk b'shloish psukim. Also, we should not start an aliyah within two psukim of the beginning of the parsha. Nei hanech nosim. So the kid to the previous aliyah should not end within two psukim of the end of the parsha, and it should not also go only in two psukim to the next parsha, go three psukim to the next parsha. Nei hanech nosim, because the people, then they come late. And they say, Yom, you should look at a reason, you should psukim. So, oh, this guy's getting aliyah, two psukim into the parsha, into that paragraph. And some of the first guy, the guy before him, got two. It's an amazing thing that Chacham made a whole takonis for people that come late. And it is a common occurrence. But do not be knowing that. It's a bad minute. No. Okay, here also the same thing applies, that if, for whatever reason it is, the previous aliyah, he read two psukim into the new parasha, the one who gets aliyah afterwards just starts from where that person ended off. It's not required to go back to the beginning of the parasha. Says the Ramav, in the chilik vein parasha psucha l'stuma, no difference whether the paragraph has a gap, which is called psucha or stuma, this entire parasha, entire package of two psukim, then you are allowed to end the previous aliyah over there and then start from that parasha, because there won't be confusion. People see this parasha only has two psukim. And also, one should try to start off the aliyah of something which is good. It means good for the Jews. Something good for the goyim is not included in this. And also, not to end with, you should try to end with something good for the Jews also, the same idea. Mr. Birmingham, the Sefer Hasidim, that says that God, you should be careful not to call somebody who is blind for the aliyah that discusses a mumma, that an animal is blind. Or if he has some type of blemish on his skin that looks like tzaras, you shouldn't call him up for the parasha of tzaras. Everything that's some similarity to the person, to the bad things in the parasha. So maybe for the parasha of Lashon Hara, you should make sure somebody doesn't speak Lashon Hara. Anyway, also he says, the one who's the Balkoyer, when he's reading the brachas or the klolos, should not have in mind for specific, especially the klolos. The kavana should just read what's written and not put any extra kavanas inside of it. That which we said, if the entire paragraph is two psukim, then you can stop either right before or after the parasha. Mr. Bur brings that there are achreidim that say that one should try to avoid that. There's still room for a little confusion, except for on parashas Rosh Chodesh, which over there we require to do.